Hello and welcome back to Rambler in Chief. I'm your host, Ben, and Daniela is not here because she is watching her sister run the Boston Marathon. It is 6:04 and you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On the phone here with me, we have my friend Julia. Julia, speak as loud as you can. Say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, it sounded like you could hear it. I don't know for sure because that was not how you're supposed to wire those things up. She has actually asked for a song suggestion. So we're going to play that next. The song you just heard, though, was Group Love's Let Me In, which may or may not have been the soundtrack from The Fault in Our Stars, a movie I have not seen. Anyway, without further ado, we have our next song, which is going to be one by that Julia requested from The Head and the Heart. It is one of their new songs, and here we are.
To be. Luckily, you saw in me something I couldn't see. Honeybee, I can't imagine how my life would be if all your gravity did not hit me. Oh, don't you see, darling, my honeybee.
But here we are, after all the misses and confessions to the stars that we never.
Look around, we made it.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, so we replaced Daniela with Allison. Say hi.
Hello.
All right, so she is here. She's having some technical difficulties, which is a theme of this show, and hopefully she'll be able to hear herself in a second.
I fixed it.
All right, there she goes. So we have two people in the studio and one, virtually commuting here, Julia, who we already said hi to. And she had a poignant review of Game of Thrones, which premiered yesterday. The cultural phenomenon that I am just simply not caught up on at all. My plan is to watch it over the summer. I have a projector, and I'm thinking it'd be really fun to project on my wall. Have, like, viewing parties for those of us who are way behind the curve. Julia, what did you think about it? Speak into the mic.
Well, I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Yeah, but I think they need to know. I think they deserve to know what you think.
Well, I think that it was just a filler episode, and they made us wait over a year for something that was honestly boring, and we could have figured out that happened, and they should have started with a way more exciting episode.
Okay, if you were to write what this episode would have been, what would you have included? That's my question. I want to know. I want to know how. Okay, I'm here. I don't know. I don't want to hear complaints. I want to hear some suggestions.
Okay. Well, I would have. I don't know, I would have action, I would have battle, I would have people confronting other people. Like, it just, like, wasn't exciting. And it was so cheesy.
It was cheesy. Well, that's kind of a bummer, because I was excited to start it and get finally caught up and be able to talk about it with people, but, you know, maybe I just won't do it. Maybe I'll start The Office.
I definitely still watch it. I'm sure that next episode will be better.
Okay, the suggestion is that maybe next episode will be better. Time will tell, I suppose. And does anyone, so I guess now's the time of the show where we talk about how many listeners, how many friends out there we have, and we have seven. Five of you on the mobile stream, and then two of you on the high quality stream. I'd like to say hi to you on the high quality stream, because my voice will sound even better. And for those of you on the low quality stream, I'm sorry. But yeah, we'd like you to call in on this Monday morning, which I thought was a holiday in Boston.
It is. It's Patriots Day.
But is that for the
it's just for Massachusetts, I think.
It's just Massachusetts, because I'm not from this great state, and I am not aware of what the holidays here are. Like, for example, we have a holiday where I come from called Pulaski Day, which I don't know what that
What's
means.
That?
It's, I think, a Polish war hero, question mark, maybe. Okay, Julie's nodding her head. She's from the same place. She says yes. And I guess that person is important, and for that reason, we don't go to school. So that's what that holiday's like. If you have any weird holidays that you celebrate where you're from, call in, let us know. Tell us about them. How do you celebrate? What do you do? We'd love to hear about it. That number is 855-915-9636. So feel free, call in, let us know. We're going to play another song. I think you've probably heard it here before. I really think that Mary Lambert, is that how you pronounce it? Unclear.
Sure.
I think she does a good job, makes the song pretty fun, and then I'm going to play another song that I think is similar. So buckle up, folks.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Play, don't press pause. Progress march on with the veil over our eyes. We turn our back on the cause till the day that my uncles can be united by law. And kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
I can't change.
Hello and welcome back. We have our city correspondent, Joey Balky. Don't call me Balky Balky or whatever you want to be called.
That is not my name.
That is not his.
Joey, don't call me Joey Balky Balky.
And he is joining us. He is our city correspondent all the way. And he is reporting from Toronto. Ooh, a foreign land. He is technically an international student. Is that right, Joey?
Yeah.
And how...
I didn't get the same Gucci belt that they seemed to hand out to all the other international students, so...
Were you there during pre-orientation?
Oh, yeah, I missed it. That's probably why.
That's probably it, yeah. That's where all the Gucci belts come from. But they don't...
Gucci belts came from when two capitalists love each other very much.
No, that's just a myth, like the store.
That's probably how. Joey, I actually have to tell you. Okay, so what none of you know, because I haven't told anyone about, is that last year Joey came and visited me because my sister was graduating like 6 months after school ended. And that's not true. She actually graduated at the normal time, but it felt like 6 months. So we just like sat in my dorm room, and then we drove a car all the way home to Chicago. But I need a car for this summer because my job is not on the commuter rail, nor is it on the T. It's hard to get to otherwise. And I will be driving a car up to Boston with one of my friends, and we wanna somehow profit off of this journey. So, Joey, here's the plan. I'm gonna lay it down. Here is the plan. So what we wanna do is we want to outfit the car with all these hidden cameras, and I'm gonna bring a friend from high school. She's gonna bring a friend from high school, the girl that's like driving with me, and the goal is to make those two people fall in love by the end of the journey.
Aww.
Film it, make it into a short film of like 20 minutes, sell it to Netflix or on demand, and premiere it at Sundance or something.
Yeah, I mean, I like your chances. Netflix will premiere anything.
Hey, Bird Box was a good movie.
It was a really good marketing campaign, I'll give you that.
No, why didn't you like it?
It was like... Well, one, did you...
We watched it together.
Most of the memes were fake. Like, it was like an inside job.
No, that's not true.
Like, Netflix employees, like, were caught making fake accounts to make Bird Box memes.
Stop.
To get them popular.
I think people would have watched Bird Box anyway.
Did you like it?
Okay, so we watched it together, right? Didn't we watch it in my basement?
Me?
Yeah, isn't that where we watched it?
We didn't watch it.
No, we did. We did watch it.
I must have not been there.
No, I think you were. Anyway, yeah, so I liked it, and then... Like, okay, so there are some clear problems. First of all, editing, bad. Second of all, dialogue, bad. Third of all...
Editing is going just down the...
Wait, what?
Editing is going down the toilet these days. Like, I feel like there's so much, like, poor editing in, like, mainstream big movies and TV shows.
Well, it's because anything risky is not as marketable, I think. But also movies that I think took a chance and like did something unique, I didn't like. For example, I really didn't like, what was the one where like the beach one, they were rescuing people on the beach. It's like super famous.
Rescuing people on the beach.
It's like Normandy. No, not Normandy. It's oh god.
I know what you're talking about.
Why can't I remember the name?
By the Reddit like favorite director. Chris Nolan.
Yeah, that one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Dunkirk.
Oh, Dunkirk.
I did not. I couldn't follow it at all.
I'm sorry.
Nolan, like, his movies are, like, so impressive to look at, but they're not fun to watch.
I had almost the worst time ever watching it.
Controversial opinion. I really liked it.
What? How did you even know who the characters were, where they were? There was no... It was like,
I could really tell...
Watching,
was Harry Styles.
Well, that's why I liked it.
Harry Styles.
Well, I liked it.
You can't like a movie just because Harry Styles is in it.
That's why I liked it.
You should actually dislike movies by Harry Styles. Like,
wait, what about Pop Star? Never Stop Stopping.
No, that one's real.
That's a banger of a film.
The best movie ever. All right, we're gonna play another song for you, and then we'll come back with some more material. And this one is another crowd favorite. If I'm the crowd. Yeah. Oh wait, hold on.
Play Old Town Road.
No, I will not play Old Town Road. Bad suggestion. All right, here.
We demand it.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little.
an optimist. Sun was shining, I'm positive.
We can run around.
Then I heard you was talking trash.
I'm fighting mystery.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. And we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive. Ooh, that's all I want.
And I know that you're up tonight thinking, how could I be so selfish? But you called about 1,000 times wondering where I've been.
To jail tonight. Promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness, is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'.
Being from the clouds above. is the game and it's just your turn. I look out the window at my ultramarine. Forgotten heroes to like all of my dreams. Maybe the best thing that I could do is begin again and start things anew. So dream. Young lovers making heat on a summer night. The little skin burning naked and bright. We comfort to each other and we felt the same. She pulled me in close and softly breathed my name. Wish I could stare again into those eager honest eyes. That now in my mind glaring with despise. So change cold shakes and disposable smiles, a mess of unhappiness and denial. I just wanna dance in the pouring rain, not care if people call me insane. Living all like I've never been hurt. John Boone, baby, God, you were running out of rum in your coke, and I was hoping I could interest you in witty rapport. And if you game, we could kick it like you're keeping the score. You're so exotic in all of the right ways. Eyes like green diamonds, skin of Milan beige. Hair's a black currant that matches your style great. With the jacket you bought from Urban and your pretty bird chain. She said I look mixed, I said I'm dark white. She said I seem fun, I said you damn right. Then she laughed and said Allegra's the name. And I've been waiting for a guy like you all day. We don't really got another place to go, and I know you don't wanna sleep alone. So take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me. So take me home tonight. She's 24 from New York, says she misses the cold. And 5'9 Gemini, favorite color is gold. I finished school back in June, studied fashion and fit him. And yeah, she had a boyfriend, but she's no longer with him. And I'm like, bartender, think we'll need another round. Girl, it's early now and later we can move about the town. I'm bad at science, but the chemistry's clear. That's a little joke, really though, I'm being sincere. So maybe we can take a little ride. Let your stresses be irrelevant tonight. She's like, I know you're trouble, but we're one and the same. And I've been looking for a guy like you all day, so we don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone. So take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me. So take me home tonight. Girl, all I need
Oh, take me home tonight. Don't need no sleep between your sheets. Girl, just take me home tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is some relief. Oh, take me home tonight. Don't need no sleep between your sheets. Girl, just take me home tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we can take a little ride. Your stresses be irrelevant tonight.
I know you're troubled, but we're one and the same.
And I've been looking for a girl like you all day, so
hey, we don't really got another place to go. And I know you don't wanna sleep alone, so take me home tonight. So I hit her with a, oh, I know we don't got a better place to be. Tomorrow doesn't mean a thing to me, so take me home tonight.
And welcome back. So what you just, so we actually played a bunch of songs for you. I'm going to just start at the beginning and we're going to go through. And if you missed some of them, maybe tune in, check it out online. So we had Group Love's Let Me In. Then we had The Head and the Heart, Honeybee. That was recommended by Julia. We had Macklemore and Ryan Lewis playing Same Love featuring Mary Lambert. We had Rihanna, 4 or 5 Seconds featuring Kanye. We had The Hip Abduction, All I Need. The Unlikely Candidates, Trampoline, a classic. We had Bryce Vine's Take Me Home, and we had Remo Drive, Heartstrings. And it is that time where we're going to teach you a thing or two about love, life, and the pursuit of happiness. So, without much further ado, we're going to read to you something that would help you get out of a pickle. Here we are.
Blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days?
For sure not.
How about a week?
Uh-uh.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time.
It can strike anywhere.
So be prepared. In addition to food and water, it is also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and open flames can be very dangerous. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's something, some other emergency going on.
I would say all the time, but that would be bad too.
That would be bad too. So
that's
this
part
message,
of it.
This message was brought to you by the ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You're welcome.
Wow. Informative.
It's like when the fire sneaks up on you in the darkness and you don't see it.
That's how it does it. That's how it works.
I've always wondered this question.
Please.
But I've never gotten a solid answer.
Okay.
What state of matter is fire? Like the actual flames itself. Is that like a gas?
It's a thing.
No, that's not it. Have you tried Googling it, Joey?
I am right now.
All right. We have our research team on this right now to get to the bottom of the fire. The embers.
I've already posted on /r/AskScience, and I got no replies.
Was that you?
Most flames are made of hot gas, but some burn so hot they become plasma.
I was going to guess plasma, actually. Not that helped because I didn't guess it, but I was going to. I feel like that's dissatisfying because... Does that mean if I put a grape under, like, a Pyrex container in the microwave and, like, turn on the microwave, I'm creating a fire?
Well, if you think about lighting a match, if you light a match and then you hold it up against the light, you won't see a shadow of the flame. You'll just see the match.
That was confusing. I'm going to play a song while we ponder that. So this next song comes to you from Catfish on the Bottom, and I was recently informed that they are going to be releasing a new album as well as coming to the Boston area. And I'm excited to go see that with whoever I can convince to see it with me. So, without further ado, here we have the song Rango by Catfish and the Bottlemen.
She gets you on your own, so she can make you make mistakes. Then you can offer to take her home. And it's not like I don't miss it, none. But the quicker I drink more in it, the quicker I lose track of you. But I know you wouldn't want that. And although this town does plot, we're sick of stories and a kid at all. Yeah.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, so what you guys couldn't see, because it is a radio show, which is strictly an auditory forum, is that my friend Joey was calling on one phone, and then on the main phone we had my friend Dan, who is calling in, and I scheduled a phone call with him, but it was very stressful because I don't know how to put people on air, so I had to stand up away from the thing. But we are back, and Joey was going to describe this cool Facebook group that anyone that is interested in public transportation or urban planning should join. Joey, tell us about it.
Wait, I don't want to be the guy on college radio talking about Facebook groups, okay? My street cred is already as low as possible.
All right, so it turns out we are not going to learn anything from Joey today. But if he has another song suggestion, we can play it.
Songs?
Yeah, you got another song for us?
What have I been listening to lately?
All right, if you don't have a song, I'll play one and then...
Play City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett.
Okay. It's coming up. What else has been new? Tell us about... City Looks Pretty. Just kidding, we're going to play it now. Here we are.
Thank you. She's trying to hide.
Love.
I got misled, mistook the sky. Anything that I said. See, I'm not the type to call you up drunk, but I got some lies to tell. She hates to work but loves to flirt. It's a shame she don't work with me. And she gets uptight, don't like when I'm gone, but she won't let on to me.
Hello, welcome back. Okay, it is 6:57, so we are almost done with our show. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're gonna play at least part of one more song, and then we're gonna set you free on the next show. So here it is.
This is Japanese ceremonial tea.
feels good on a cold day.
See, our problem is we don't really know how to stop. We've got something started and we see it's going in a wrong direction. And I think the difficulty is, to borrow an old Chinese saying, that when the wrong man uses the right means work in the wrong way. In other words, there's something wrong with the way we think. And while that is there, everything we do will be a mess. Now, what is it that's wrong? Now, as far as I can see, the basic mistake is that we've invented this wonderful system of language and calculation, and that it is at once too simple to deal with the complexity of the world, and also we are liable to confuse that system of symbols with the world itself, just as we confuse, say, money with wealth. A lot of people are in business to make money instead of wealth. When they make the money, they don't know what to do with it. And I wonder, we feel cut off from everything, alienated, frightened of life and death. So what has to happen is we have to come back to a view of our own life, which is the way we really are, an organism functioning in terms of the whole environment, with the whole environment, instead of this funny little separate personality. But how are we going to do that? You can't transform yourself. You can't make yourself sane. You can't make yourself loving. You can't make yourself unselfish. And yet it's absolutely necessary that we be that way. If we are going to hand over the direction of nature to nature, it's absolutely necessary. I'm not going to say what we should do, but simply that before we think of doing anything in this critical situation, we realize the completely illusory nature of the beings that we think we are, and get back again to the beings that we really are, which includes